Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with the legendary Ken Blanchard, Dr. Ken Blanchard, the author of so many books. Just you could create a library just for his books. His new book is called Great Leaders Grow, Become a Leader for Life, which is co-authored with Mark Miller, both best-selling authors of The Secret, which is the book the companion book to this that came out several years ago. Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us. KenBlanchard.com, is that right?
Yes, that's right. And we even have a Twitter now and a blog and all kinds of things. I'm trying to grow, Jim.
I'm gonna follow you on Twitter, Ken.
Yeah.
I can't wait to read your tweets, Ken. Did you ever think you would tweet?
Yeah, no, you didn't even know what it was all about.
I'm just glad they don't call me a twit when I tweet.
I know.
Ken. Hey, Ken, one of the things that in the book that you talk about, and I think this is such an important part of being a leader and growing as a leader, and I'm glad that it was part of your book, and it's you call it self-evaluation. I grew up being trained to call it self-analysis. But whatever, yeah. Regardless, it's looking in the mirror and being, as Shakespeare's Polonius said to Falstaff, to thine own self be true. What do you think?
Yes, because, I think that being a great leader is a transformational journey, and it starts with self-leadership, and part of that is self-knowledge, self-analysis, exposing yourself even to things like, taking a Myers-Briggs or a DISC and finding out your disposition or your personality type, and open yourself for feedback. Great learners think that feedback is the breakfast of champions, and when people share stuff with them rather than, killing the messenger, they say, thank you. Is there anybody else I should talk to? This is really helpful, because sometimes, when you look in the mirror, you can't see all the stuff that you need to know. You need to have truth tellers gathered around you that are willing to tell you the truth. My father was an admiral in the Navy. He said, if you didn't hear complaining from your men, now watch your ass. You're going over the side because your people have cut you off from the reality of this thing and they're not telling you the truth.
Right. Yeah, that's really important. But speaking to yourself, one of the things, self-analysis, self-evaluation stings a little bit. Because and the thing is if it doesn't sting, you're not doing it right, does it?
Right. Because sometimes you got to swallow hard and say, yeah, that might hurt, but boy, I think if I find out more about that or learn more about that, that I can become better, because none of us are perfect, we all have our blind spots, and those are the ones that you need people gathered around you that, as we said earlier, complete you, don't compete with you, and are there to make you better, and you're there to make them better.
What can we say to our people around us to get them to help us grow? What can we say to them to get them to feel that they can give us the kind of response, the kind of information that helps us see ourselves better? What do you think?
Well, I think that's where you can say to them, I really believe that feedback is the breakfast of champions, and one of the reasons I've hired you is I want you to be a truth teller to me, and you will never get slams and all, if you give me the truth and you give me feedback and help me grow. And the first time somebody gives you feedback, you just need to go up and give them a big hug and say just thank you. What a blessing this has been. This is so helpful. Is there anybody else I should talk to?
One of the things that I've done over the years that I think helps in this area is to tell your employees, please bring me any kind of a problem that you think we have. But before you do, you're always welcome to bring it to me, but only if you have brought a possible solution at the same time.
Yes, I think that's really good.
That keeps people from just complaining.
Yes, because you want them to be problem solvers. You know, a lot of people say to me, what's the best way that you can deal with your people in tough times? Because we've been gone through some tough economic times. Is you got to use your people as your business partners.
Mm-hmm.
My wife Margie and I think one of the things that made us successful over the years, early on we said if we got a problem, we don't want to be the only people in the company losing sleep.
Exactly.
We want everybody to lose.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Hey, Ken, thank you for being here. Congratulations on the new book, Great Leaders Grow. Folks, it's available wherever books are sold. Become a Leader for Life by Ken Blanchard and Mark Miller. Ken, come back again real soon.
Well, good. Great to be with you, Jim. You take care. God bless.
We'll see you next time. Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Ken Blanchard. We're so grateful and thankful to have him as a member of our Brain Trust. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.